The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Friday, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, or the government is. Put your own F-bomb in there and laugh. What's our government doing now? We'll talk about that in just a bit. You know, everything that we do here at the Power Hour is brought to you by the Power Mall. We've got 10% off the following products this week. White Harvest Heirloom Seed Kits. For those of you that want to grow, this is your last chance to try to get that garden in. We are running out of seed kits very quickly. And if you want them, better get them now. They're 10% off. Willard Water Plant Catalyst. That's what you need to get those seeds growing. I've got a bottle of it right here, holding in my hot little hand so you can see it. It's a 32 fluid ounce bottle. That'll get a lot of seeds started. Helps absorb more nutrients into the seed, get things started quicker. 10% off North American Urban Spice products and 10% off Good Health Naturally products this week. 10% off of Miracle 2 22-ounce products this week. In addition to the daily deal, we've got the 15% off allergy relief products. Quercetin, Silver Mist Humidifier Additive, Oreganol Juice, Sinu Orega, Latera Flora Probiotic, and Living Streams Multi-Blend Liquid Probiotic and OptiVita Digestive Enzymes. Now let's see what else is happening today. The Reawaken America Tour starts right now. And you can live stream the event simply by going to thepowerhour.com and click the Watch Live Reawaken America Tour Miami, Florida button. And it starts at 8 a.m. Eastern, which is 7 Central, which is where we are right now. So they are gearing up to start Clay Clark's Reawaken America Tour. We've had Clay on the show talking about what's going on down there. A lot of people are going to get enlightened. Been to two of them so far, and I can tell you, it is really enlightening. And the networking, the amount of Christians that you meet when you go to these events are something else. They understand what it means to stand. Speaking of standing, we have standing prayer requests this week of people who have been afflicted. Susan in San Antonio, we are just praying that your scans turn out positive and that there's nothing crazy going on with them. Rita in Indiana is still hospitalized, but God, you're there watching over her because the ventilator has now been taken out. So she's no longer on a ventilator and hopefully getting better. David and Imogene are in Tennessee. David has jaw cancer. Imogene is taking care of him. They need strength. Peyton is still suffering from a stomach virus, and it's kind of sad because he's got other medical issues, too, that are making things worse, and we just lift the situation up to them. Victor in Texas as well just got out of the hospital, but he's having still bouts with cancer, and we just lift the situation up to you, Heavenly Father, that this is going to be a very good day for them. For each one of those people that we pray for in earnest, and for those who are afflicted that we did not mention, we just thank you for your healing power, for your grace, for your love for us, and knowing that you're there, and that if we believe, just like Lazarus raised from the dead or the blind man made to see, if two or more people agree on any one thing, it'll be added unto them, Father, and we appreciate your blessings and your deliverance from the maladies and afflictions these people are suffering. In the name of your son, Yeshua, amen. Can I get an amen? Come on. Thank you. We appreciate you. That's one of the things that we do here in the Power Hour that not a lot of other radio shows do. In addition to educating, we have the, and this is, see, Joyce would have loved this. This is the Knowledge is Power Joyce Riley coffee mug. And this is the logo for the Power Hour on the back. See, so you can sit there, have your coffee in the Joyce Riley commemorative coffee mug. All it takes is a donation of greater than $100. We will ship it to you for free. And you can join us as we have coffee in the morning here on the Power Hour. Many of you are just now getting up and tuning in going, I can't understand a radio thing. Yeah, I know. Things move rather slowly in the morning until you get a cup of coffee in you. And then well, that's one of the reasons why we came up with a coffee mug. Great way to raise money to keep shortwave on and push forward what we are living in right now, because we keep hearing mainstream media, and that includes Fox News and Tucker Carlson, using the term democracy, democracy, democracy every time they open their mouth. Talking heads. One of those sad state of affairs. And by the way, those of you who shop us and you go to the Power Hour, you can become a member, as a matter of fact, when you see the Buy Me a Coffee logo come up. Just click on that. Level 2 and 3 supporters get permanent discounts at the Power Mall. Permanent discounts. If you want to make a one-time donation, you can click the Support Us tab or send a donation by mail to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Now, here's the interesting thing about that address. If you want a free Rick Satellite USA.com satellite system, Galaxy 19 KU band free-to-air satellite system, these things retail for $269, which includes shipping. Now, there's two boxes you get. One of them's a small box. One of them's a very big box. The big box has a dish in it. And you set this thing up, and you listen to a lot of shows, including ours, and you don't have to pay anything after that. Now, if you want a free one, Rick himself has donated one in addition to another listener, an anonymous listener, longtime listener, has donated another one. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that. And so we are giving two of these systems away, and all you have to do is simply send us an email at support@thepowerhour.com and let us know why you think you deserve one. And it doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out letter, but, you know, explain your situation. We might have compassion. There might be a problem with the signal you're getting. You're a daily listener. You shop at the Power Mall, and you know, you just are having a hard time because the station did something and you're having a hard time picking up the signal. I mean, there's any number of things that, you know, would make you a recipient. And you got to have a clear path to the sky aiming south so you can pick up Galaxy 19 satellite. That way you can hit number one on your reception button and boom, there we go. And you got to have a TV to plug it in because you have to calibrate the system and use your TV to do that. Not difficult. As a matter of fact, Rick will actually walk you through the whole process. RickSatelliteUSA.com. He has a phone number if you're going to call for questions and have a chat with Rick prior to sending in a letter to see if this sort of thing would be right for you. And this is not welfare charity. This is trying to help people. That's what we're here for. Rick's number is 816-228-1801. That's Rick Kaylor. That's C-A-Y-L-O-R. He's been called many other things, but we know him as Rick Kaylor, RickSatelliteUSA.com, and you can check this system out and see what you think. Two of them were given away. That might become a regular thing. It could be habit-forming. Just imagine if everybody had one of these satellites. Wow. We wouldn't need shortwave, because everybody would be dialing us in on satellite and be hearing us crystal clear. John Odermatt will be with us in the next hour, talking about resilient reinvention of yourself, entrepreneurship. These are all the things that we have been talking about, self-improvement, prison reform, all that good stuff. See, the whole idea is to keep people productive, and that includes those who've been incarcerated. There are deep systematic problems with the criminal justice system. We know that. It's really kind of funny because John Odermatt was a 7-year host of Felony Fridays. Wow. I mean, they even have a band called Felonious Funk. Yeah, there was a band out there with that name at one time. But anyway, he has a Libertarian Christian podcast as well. So we'll be welcoming him onto the show in the next hour. 9 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. in world news, Sleepy Joe sold weapons to at least 48 countries classified as being under authoritarian rule in 2022. Yep. According to news outlets, this is the U.S. government we're talking about, but the Biden administration, who is, he's a chief executive, supposedly. Yeah. Since he came into office, he's described a battle between democracy and autocracy. You know, it's like, okay, here we go again with the use of the word democracy. This is what Democrats do, which is why they call democracy for Democrat, because that is what we describe as a failed system. Democracies always fail. And so what the Biden administration has done is helped increase the military power of a large number of authoritarian countries. 57% of the world's autocratic countries in 2022 received U.S. weapons. And since the end of the Cold War, the U.S. has been the world's biggest weapons dealer, accounting for about 40% of all arms in a given year. You know, it's really amazing how they can take our taxpayer dollars, pay these defense contractors to produce all this stuff, and then they turn around and they sell it and they put the money in their own pocket. And then, see, this gives the defense contractors more work, right? Well, we have to keep building these things. So, you know, we can't just have the stockpile growing and growing and growing and not have anywhere to go. So let's just sell them to all these autocrats, these authoritarian rulers, so they can use them against their own people. This is exactly what they're doing. So much for democracy, huh? Volodymyr Zelensky is saying that Russians are soon going to get an unpleasant surprise. This ominous statement regarding the future of the Ukraine war, saying invading Russians will soon experience this unpleasant surprise regarding the conflict. We don't know what that is. Idle gossip. Have no idea. All we know is that the warmongers are out there. Everybody thinks that we need to be in Ukraine. Why? Because they've been brainwashed into thinking that the Russians are bad and that the Russians are all communists. Yeah, really? I think half these people, if they took political science in college, like I did, they would come to understand what each one of these ideologies represents. They could make a clearer, more concise decision about things. But no, they don't bother taking that. They think political science is boring, which means that they are willing to be manipulated by everybody else, and they become part of the mainstream population that believes everything their government tells them, including going out and getting the jab. And then they pay the price for that. It's a bad consequence. This is what you get when you depend on government instead of yourself. A bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers has introduced a bill to oppose the normalization of relations between Syria and other nations. The Arab League reinstated the country this month while Saudi Arabia announced the reopening of embassies with Syria. The Assad Anti-Normalization Act threatens governments considering normalization with the Assad regime with severe consequences, according to a press release by the office of U.S. Representative Joe Wilson, South Carolina, of course, congressman, primary sponsor of the document. So, you know, when they're pro-Israel, this is what they're going to do, okay? And those who are pro-Israel are supposedly the good guys. And those who are not pro-Israel are the bad guys. And you sometimes get so confused, you don't know which end is up. Do you remember Nina Jankowicz? They were going to call her the disinformation czar. They always have a czar somewhere. Understand the term C-Z-A-R or czar has kind of an authoritarian ring to it, right? Because, I mean, way back, Tsar Nicholas and all these entities in Russia, you know, it's like Biden has just made Chlamydia Harris his AI czar. Oh, my God. You know, it's exactly what is going on here. What is going on here? AI czar, my foot. I don't know what kind of drugs this woman's on, but, you know, they say AI and she starts laughing. She probably calls it IA. I got one for you, chlamydia. E-I-E-I-O. How about that one? Can you sing that with me? Maybe there's a group of kids you could put on stage and you can kind of stage a little thing and get them to sing Old MacDonald Had a Farm and the government shut it down. E-I-E-I-O, right? Maybe you can get them to sing that. Wouldn't that be fun? What a moron. Nina Jankowicz is suing Fox News. She's the former disinformation czar. Yeah, claiming that Fox News spread media lies for the downfall of her Ministry of Truth. Sounds like Orwellian terms, doesn't it? Yeah, her head of the Biden administration short-lived disinformation governance board. So she's suing Fox for defamation, claiming reports by the outlet damaged her reputation and threatened her safety. Well, guess what? Whatever she says in this complaint, that Fox fabricated a bullying narrative in her about her in more than 300 TV segments, claiming that she intended to censor American speech in her role in the disinformation board. Just understand, Nina, they get discovery. And they're going to find out exactly what your intentions were. And they're going to dig very deep. The attorneys at Fox News are not going to let you get away with this. Yeah, they've seen suits like this before. The Pentagon sees Chinese threat in U.S. default. Huh. I didn't know the Pentagon could see anything, did you? It's amazing how they write these headlines, huh? Yeah, Chinese threat in the U.S. default. Yeah, they said, well, we need to have massive spending hikes to confront Beijing. See, now we have another enemy here that we have to confront. And everybody's screaming, hey, we need to extend the federal borrowing limit. Because if we have a national debt, China's going to take us over. Really? Yeah, you can ask Thoroughly Modern Millie about that. Yeah, Lloyd Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley. Yeah, that's why I call him Thoroughly Modern Millie. Thoroughly modern, meaning we can just increase the debt and just spend like a drunken sailor. Doesn't matter. Milley doesn't care. And, of course, Milley says China right now describes us in their open speeches as a declining power. How would he know that unless he actually picked up the phone? Oh, wait a minute. He's done that already. He called up China and said, well, we'll let you know when we're going to attack. Wow. I don't know. Some people would look at that as treason, don't you think? Wow. The Pentagon's got an $842 billion budget request for next year. Believe it or not, they want to compete with the People's Republic of China. Oh, my goodness. In the meantime, our borders are wide open. Into the great wide open. Yeah, I got to do a little Tom Petty there this morning. And, of course, you know, Alejandro Mayorkas. You know, I don't know what it is about that guy. He reminds me so much of a rubber phallic symbol with ears. Just the way he thinks. He must think, him and Rick Scott, between the two of them, I mean, I just kind of like that vision comes in my head because they say stupid things that makes me remind him of that. It's hard to fathom how they would say it's difficult but manageable. Yep, and see, Texas, they went and they put concertina wire along 18 miles of the Texas border. There's a whole lot more border than that. And, of course, Governor Abbott is praising the troops for repelling illegal immigrants. There's tens of thousands of them, and he sent 545 National Guard troops down there to and they put up concertina wire. And so that when they all come ashore, the troops are there going, go away, go away. Un momento, por favor, go away. And so what do? Go back into the river, and you got the Mexican authorities on the other side going, un momento, por favor, go that way, go that way. You can't come back here. It doesn't do any good. See, the thing is that day late and a dollar short, Congress, the House passed a sweeping border bill to stop the invasion. Oh, like they're listening? Yeah. Yeah, H.R. 2, the Secure the Border Act of 2023, passed 219 to 213 with no Democrat support. Now, what do you think? Two Republicans, Representative Thomas Massie and John Duarte of California, defected. Wonder why that was. Maybe we should ask them. And you got to wonder, there was probably something in that Secure the Border Act, maybe that Massie and Duarte looked at and went, I don't know about this. Because 219 to 213 instead of 221 to 211 I mean, this is virtually party line, right? It's obvious what it was. And so, you know, they can call it record carelessness and record chaos all they want. The Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton, claims that this invasion is a detriment to national sovereignty and border security and the safety of American citizens. Well, we haven't seen any of the results of this yet. They got to get across the border first. A judge, by the way, in Florida, imposed a two-week restraining order that would prevent the Biden administration from implementing a policy that allows for the release of migrants without court dates. This is T. Kent Wetherill II ruling that the parole with conditions policy must be paused. So in other words, they have to actually log them in and they have to have a way to track them, because the parole with conditions policy, if you know anything about it, would have allowed for the release of illegals into the country with no way to track them. And see, this is a problem. And I've been telling people this very thing and they're looking at me like, oh, you got to be kidding me. Seriously, we got to lock our cars now? Huh. Remember that? Lock your car. Take your keys. Don't help a good boy go bad. Yeah, remember that? What you can expect, because what are these, especially the gotaways, what are they going to do? They are going to literally steal your car, carjack you while you're in it, because then it's running and the keys are in it. So all they got to do is, you know, stick a shiv in your face and make you get out of the car if you're driving around with your door unlocked. And then throw you out of your car and take your car. They got to get mobile. Mobile. They got to get mobile. They got to do that in order to be able to blend into the woodwork, so to speak. And they're going to hang out in all the major cities because it's easier to hide in the major cities than it is in the country. Because in the country, you stick out like a sore thumb. People see you. And when you start acting nervous and suspicious, well, a freedom-loving, gun-toting, law-abiding American citizens might decide to monitor your activities gun in hand, waiting for you to do something so you will not be able to make your court date because you won't exist anymore. You watch. I wonder what the sheriffs are going to do when these undocumented migrants paroled into the nation's interior because the local officials couldn't accommodate them. I wonder what's going to happen when they start going out into the countryside or going into and home invading people's houses in the major cities. People should be concerned because you see all the major towns like El Paso, San Antonio, Houston, and all points in between. It's that 100-mile border inland. You got a lot to worry about. Because all these migrants are getting in there some. I mean, the cartels are making all this money. They're the ones that are benefiting from all of this. No matter what anybody says, the cartels are making a killing off of this. They're loving every minute of it, and Biden has given them carte blanche. And see, the thing is that lawsuit or no lawsuit, this is funny. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody sued the Biden administration in federal court yesterday to block the mass release of migrants into the U.S., after Title 42 expires. All right, so what exactly is going to happen? How is that? With this lawsuit? I mean, you're going to have a restraining order immediately, right? We already have a temporary restraining order by one federal judge saying they have to enforce a specific part of the law. It says they can't just release people into the hinterland with no documentation and no court date. Yeah, we'll see how good that goes. Senator Joe Manchin, meanwhile, said his fellow Democrat Biden has staked out a hypocritical position in recent debates over how to raise U.S. debt limit. Biden repeatedly calling for a so-called clean bill to raise the debt limit without any additional conditions on matters such as spending reforms. Huh, we can't have that. Yeah, well, Manchin is now coming out against the president, saying it's not rational, not reasonable, and it's not practical. Manchin telling a CNN reporter that. Of course, they go on CNN. That's what Democrats do. They go on all the liberal media channels. You really ever see them on Fox? No, see, they think that Fox is right-wing, a bunch of right-wing extremists like Tucker. No. When they all use the word democracy, they're all in bed together. Got it? It's the way it works. In the meantime, two youths have committed suicide in a taxpayer-funded cross-sex hormone study funded by the National Institutes of Health. Additionally, 11 participants reported suicidal thoughts during the study, according to a January article published by research in the New England Journal of Medicine. Dr. Lawrence Tabak, acting director at the NIH, got a letter. 15 Republican lawmakers questioned why the study wasn't halted after participants died or reported adverse effects. Well, it's no different than the COVID shot, right? Yeah, we're talking about taxpayer funds used to inject people with drugs to see whether or not they can change their sexual status or their gender status, like Ellen Page did, who became Elliot Page. And she's pushing gender-affirming care with her latest shirtless photo of her in swim trunks. She underwent a double mastectomy in 2021. As a female actor, she was very, very pretty. And now that she looks like a dude, I just don't know. You know, God help you. Have mercy on your soul. Ms. Mr. Page, or it, or whatever you want to call yourself, I don't get it. I just don't get it. I'm not trying to be insensitive here, Ellen. You were born Ellen. God made you that way, and now you've turned around and gone done the other thing, right? Vermont Republican Governor Phil Scott has signed the SHIELD bills into law yesterday, or Wednesday, rather, that protect providers and seekers of sex change procedures and puberty blockers, as well as those seeking or administering abortions. So now you can go to Vermont and have abortions and sex changes. Missouri, on the other hand, lawmakers there passed two bills that would ban transgender surgery and drugs for kids, as well as the participation of male trans athletes in women's sports in school. That means you don't get to have gender transition surgeries, gender-affirming care, cross-sex hormones, puberty-blocking drugs. Well, you don't get it. The FBI, meanwhile, has failed to comply with GOP subpoena for the document showing alleged Biden bribery scheme. They're still trying to get that FD 1023 form out of the feds. Yeah. Good luck with that. Why are they still here? Yeah, there's this little thing about elections. And people are treading lightly, especially in the mainstream media, unless they want to be sued. But see, deep state technocrats reportedly convened in D.C. in a spy museum to collude to rig the 2024 election. So this is called the Center for Election Innovation and Research, self-described nonprofit. Supposedly, they have ties to Soros and Zuckerberg. It was closed to the public. Yeah, Laura Loomer, she got in and, of course, got escorted out when she said this whole thing stinks. She protested and they escorted her out quickly. Makes you wonder what's going on. We got more election news and, of course, maybe a phone call or two after the break here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you. It's Friday, May 12th, 2023. I'm drinking coffee out of my Joyce Riley coffee mug here. You can get one of these for your very own with a $100 plus donation. Any more than $100, give $500, give $1,000, whatever. You get a free coffee mug. We'll ship it to you for free. Part of our campaign to keep shortwave on the air and the program, of course. I know times are tough, but we got to stay there because this is how we get the information out. I'll let you know what's going on because we try as much as we can to have no filter. Obviously, you have to be careful because you can't go around saying the elections are rigged because, see, then they come and they sue you and try to shut you down. And so, you know, we have to kind of mince our words a little bit and let you read between the lines, which is why we put out our email blast so that you can click on those things when you get them in your inbox and read more of these stories in full and get a clearer understanding as to what's going on. Summit on American democracy. You know, first off, that is in of itself a misnomer. Summit on American democracy is an oxymoron. The terms don't make sense. It took place May 8th and 9th at the International Spy Museum in D.C. Why would they hold it there? The speaker list featured a slew of secretaries of state, de facto state media journalists from NPR, CNN, and the Washington Post, and Maricopa County, Arizona Supervisor Bill Gates, among others. The organization's executive director, David Becker, is not a household political name, but it is now. He's been extremely influential for years behind the scenes in rigging voting rules to ensure maximum benefit for the Democratic Party, such as making mail-in voting as easy as possible. Now, understand something. This is how Fetterslut got elected. because everybody thought, oh, well, he's healthy. He's going to make it. We want John. John, he's our man. If he can't do it, nobody can. You know, all the cheerleaders came out. Their pom-poms. I mean, you can just see that now, huh? Old Giselle's out there waving her pom-poms. Yeah, but she knew all along that he was having mental issues. He was having problems completing sentences. Good night, everybody. Yeah. Remember that? Wow. It's like they had the debate after everybody mailed in their votes, and they're like looking at each other in front of the TV set going, oh, my God, what have we done? Hey, that's on you. You buy into all of this stuff. This is what you get. All right. These people are also tied to Soros and Zuckerberg. And see, the Zuckerbucks thing, this has gotten the state of Virginia in a tizzy. They have decided now that to withdraw their membership from the Electronic Registration Information Center, or ERIC, this is a nonprofit multi-state partnership to keep voter rolls updated. Yeah. Kind of crazy, isn't it? Do you remember the guy that put a chokehold on Daniel Penny? Or on Jordan Neely, rather, the Michael Jackson wannabe. Daniel Penny, that's the guy's name, the former Marine. He neutralized Jordan Neely amid an erratic outburst in the subway. He's been charged now by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg with second-degree manslaughter. And what forced that to happen? All the protests. See, when there's blowback and they start screaming bloody murder, and they get on the subway tracks and they disrupt things and want to defund the police and start taking jabs at law enforcement, well, Bragg has to do something. Just like that bodega owner he let out of jail on Rikers Island after everybody protested. You see, all it takes is just protesting in Bragg's face and he does whatever you want him to. Puppet on a string. Trump, by the way, when you can't get a fair trial if you're Trump in Manhattan, he has appealed the jury's verdict in that civil case that he sexually abused and defamed advice columnist E. Jean Carroll. Carroll, of course, 3 years older than Trump, accused him of raping her in a dressing room at Bergdorf Goodman department store in Manhattan in 1995 or 1996. Gee, which was it? So the jury awarded Carroll $5 million in damages. Didn't find Trump guilty of rape, said he sexually abused her, committing a battery offense, and in his denial of the incident, committed libel. Meanwhile, in D.C., which you have to understand, that little square mile area, that's what Washington, D.C., technically, that's all our Congress really can legislate stuff for, but they have reached out into the hinterland, and they want to make this apply to everybody. But Republican Ohio Senator J.D. Vance has introduced legislation yesterday to block the Washington, D.C. City Council's Comprehensive Policing and Justice Reform Emergency Amendment Act of 2022. That's what they call it. It's a mouthful. Yeah, the House version of the legislation was obtained by the Daily Caller in March and focuses on the D.C. crime law, which is reducing police power and rising crime in the district. Yeah, that's all the rising crime they got going on there, and they want to cut the police more. 14 Democrats, of course, voted with Republicans in passing this new bill. So looks like they're going to try to stop this defunding of the police in D.C. because I guess they're all worried about their own asses, right? Joe in Arkansas, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Well, I'm older and poorer than I really like being. And how are you, Dave?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. What's on your mind?
All right. Well, I wanted to comment on why I think the Democrats and their allies always say we live in a democracy. And that's this. In 1919, a document called Communist Rules for Revolution was discovered in Dusseldorf in Germany. And one of these Communist Rules for Revolution was always preach true democracy, but seize power as fast and as ruthlessly as possible. And you can see that's exactly what the Democrats do. And they preach democracy to make the people think that they're in charge. But, of course, they don't really believe in democracy because whenever the people vote for something that they don't like, then they get a judge to declare it unconstitutional. It can't be enforced. So that's why I think the Democrats and their allies say that we live in a democracy.
Well, that's
one of the communist rules for revolution.
It is. Well, no, wait a minute. You used the term revolution there, Joe. I mean, that's a pretty heavy term. That's even worse than an insurrection. I got to wonder about this here because, you know, see, the even the Texas Constitution, which I was made aware of again last night, even calls for the removal by any means of the current government and replacing it with government that goes by and obeys the will of the people. And see, that's the thing I think Americans have forgotten. And this is where, when we start talking about revolution, and you mentioned that, see, I mean, this is the start of it. In order to have a revolution, you've got to get a certain segment of the population so upset and pissed off that they call to arms. And I sometimes wonder how that's actually going to happen when you've got the DOJ weaponizing half of our federal government against we the people, claiming that they're all domestic terrorists. I guess this is also part of their democratic process, right?
Well, personally, I think that a very large portion of the American population is ready to take up arms against the Democrats, but they don't have a leader to organize them and get them on the field, get them into action. And if a leader came along that would do that, then I think there's tens of millions of Americans that would get into action.
Wow.
Because you can see these communists, these Democrats are absolutely destroying the country.
Well, they are.
And there doesn't seem to be any peaceable way to resolve it.
Let's talk about Jared Moskowitz. Okay, Moskowitz. That sounds awful lot like a Jewish name. Moskowitz.
Mm-hmm.
Thought I got to tell you these things. Moskowitz is a Democratic congressman from Florida, and he's introducing legislation to raise the minimum purchase age for a semi-automatic firearm to 25. And he did this 4 days after a 33-year-old attacker who was actually licensed and given the permission and privilege of owning a semi-automatic rifle and a handgun to go shoot up a mall. The new minimum age, if it were adopted, wouldn't have hindered that, much less prevented the Texas attack. This is another case of stupidity, wouldn't you think?
Well, of course, the reason they're going after the semi-automatics is because the Second Amendment, as Alexander Hamilton said in the Federalist Papers, the Second Amendment is there so the American people can successfully resist the government as the government gets tyrannical. And so the reason they're going after the semi-automatics is because they're the weapons that are that make the most Americans most capable of doing that.
Yep, you're exactly right,
Joe. And then after they get the semi-automatics, they'll go after all the others.
Yep. Yeah, see, the whole idea, they think that you can just do anything to ban guns, and then it turns into an authoritarian police state, and you can't go anywhere and do anything. And, of course, the CBDCs, that's the next thing. And so what's happening as the U.S. banking crisis deepens, shares of U.S. PacWest Bancorp nosedived yesterday after the struggling regional lender reported that deposit outflows had resumed in the first week of May. In other words, everybody is selling their stock, down as much as 33% in opening trade, dragging down shares in other regional banks, including Western Alliance Bancorp, KeyCorp, and Zions Bancorp. And so PacWest revealed in a securities filing yesterday its deposits declined almost 10% during the week of May 5th, following reports it was exploring strategic options. Wow. So you see, I really think that what's going on here is they're trying to drive the regional banks out of business so that everybody has to move all their money over to the major banks, which is the cartel, the banking cartels, controlled by the Rothschilds and everybody else. So, you know, they can basically say, okay, now that we have all your money, now the five of us have all agreed that we're going to put the clamps down and we're all going to have digital currency. And if you want to spend any money, which we call digital money, you are now going to have a chip in your hand. This is where it's all headed. I think at that point, it makes me wonder whether or not that'll be the tipping point, or when they actually come to your door and say, give us your guns. I wonder
I think
how that's going to work.
Yeah, Yeah, I think you're exactly right. That's the goal of the globalists, is consolidate all institutions into one all-powerful institution. Like, they want to consolidate all the banks into one all-powerful bank. They want to consolidate all the governments of the world into one all-powerful world government. They want to consolidate all the religions into one, you know, world religion, and so on. They want to take all the, you know, separate institutions that people have developed over the years and consolidate them into all into one, with them in complete control.
Yep. I think you're right. Joe, thanks so much for your call this morning. We appreciate you and your contributions. God bless you, man. Have a great weekend. As a matter of fact, there's another report out by the Telegraph that over 2,000 U.S. banks are nearly insolvent as they have burned through their capital buffers. This is Professor Amit Seru, a banking expert at Stanford University. About half of U.S. lenders are underwater. He says, let's not pretend this is just about Silicon Valley Bank and First Republic. And a lot of the U.S. banking system is potentially insolvent. Now, the word potentially could be construed as a scare tactic. Yeah. Scare tactic. For those of you who like to fly the friendly skies, Southwest pilots have voted to authorize a strike as they push for pay raises in a new contract. That, following what happened at American Airlines, does not necessarily mean a strike is imminent, but you need to, if you have summer travel plans and you plan on traveling by air, keep an eye out on that. Brady in Vegas, go ahead.
Goodbye. The border is definitely getting worse. And here in Vegas, I mean, you go back maybe 5-10 years ago, and when all these gun battles were going on the streets here in Vegas, you don't really hear a lot about it on the world news. Everything that happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But the problem is, you know, 10 years ago, everybody used a handgun. And all these battles with the different gangs and stuff in the city here were done by pistols mostly. You had a lot of knife fights. But now, I think after our government has glamorized all these ARs and AK-47s, that's what these people are rolling up with, these gun battles. And at night, it sounds like a war zone here.
Well, and I mean, Brady,
I don't know what's going to happen here with this, you know, million people crossing over in the next year now.
Yeah.
What's going to happen?
Well, I've already alerted people to the fact that they need to go mobile, and they're going to be carjacking and stealing cars. Auto theft and theft by carjacking is going to, and robbery, because if they're going to jack your car, they're probably going to want to take all the money and everything else, your credit cards and everything, and they don't care. Because, see, if they're not being tracked and monitored, and they're what we call your classic gotaway, they're going to do anything necessary to survive, and they have little care about human life, which is why I find it rather interesting that they would refer to some of these illegal immigrants as angry. And those are the ones that worry me, because those are the ones that are capable of home invasions and everything else in the major cities when they get hard up and they have no money and no way to survive. Now, they either have contacts there in America that they can go to and rely on, or they're being told by the cartels where to show up at. But you see, it's all incumbent upon them to get from point A to point B so they can connect with their contacts here. So we have people in America, actually, that are assisting in this, not just the NGOs, but private citizens that have been incentivized by the cartels and others and paid money to transport them around. It's kind of crazy out there, Brady. Thanks for the heads up about Vegas. All I can think about is what happened with that concert when the gunman who lived in Vegas sat up there in a hotel, smashed out the window, and started shooting at these people.
3 miles from where the shooting was. And I remember that night specifically. It was about 10 o'clock at night. And that shooting started, and I didn't know what was going on. It was a military zone down here. Everything was locked off and cordoned off. But to this day, our government has only arrested one person, I think, and that was the guy from Arizona who made the bullet. And how ridiculous is, they failed to mention the fact that the floor above that whole time was rented out by the Saudi government. They're having a big old grand party, the floor above. And that was never really mentioned. Also, that night that it happened, I was on live watching on the internet, just going on all the news feeds that was happening. And they mentioned you had ISIS at the time claiming that guy was one of their members. And that whole story was squashed. Do you remember that? Everything was squashed on that. Also, the ties to the Mexican cartel, which are now ISIS. None of this stuff has been looked at. Governor Lombardo, who was on the police force, he's done nothing. The case is dropped. The biggest mass shooting in the history of the world, and only one person who was arrested was the guy who made the bullets. You know we live in a complete dictatorship military coup right from that.
Yeah, well, we appreciate your comment on that. Tom in Ohio, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Dave. You know, all this stuff with the illegals coming across the border, one thing you never hear about on any of the mainstream news is how are they getting from Venezuela to the U.S.-Mexican border?
Yeah, what, do they got their thumb out hitching a ride somewhere? I mean, how's that work?
Yeah. I mean, you have to eat, you have to sleep, you have to do some hygiene, and financing all that. There's got to be somebody.
Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, who's giving them the Biden T-shirts, you know, because the half of them are crossing. They got Biden T-shirts on. I mean, somebody, it's either Soros or somebody out there that is actually, you know, maybe they have a deal where they're secretly sending money out of their slush funds down to the various countries out there to assist people in so-called manicuring them and bribing them with money and ways of feeding them while they're headed in this direction so that they can inundate. We even have a Georgia Democratic congressman, actually, that says that we need these illegal immigrants in the country so they can clean our houses and feed us. And this guy is black. What? Was he promoting slavery again? That sounds a lot like slavery to me, doesn't it to you?
Yeah, hey, you know, New Philadelphia isn't very far from where I live. 40 miles, something like that. And the population in 2021 was 17,500 something. And about a month ago, I was there and went to a Walmart. And I'm telling you, if there weren't 100 Hispanic from Honduras, wherever they were from, in that store.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that's a small town, 17.5. And there were
I've said this, Tom. I just said it. They're going to stick out like a sore thumb, right?
And they look nervous.
I mean, I know. You look at them and you're like, wait a minute, what is this huge group, this contingent doing here? And who are they and what are they doing? And we need to monitor these people because how do we know they're not shoplifting? We don't. See, and then we become stereotypical, which, you know, I mean, this is something I've asked this question before, Tom, is why? When did we become so cynical that we have to look at each other with disdain? You know, our government has had a big hand in programming, especially, you know, during the lockdowns, turn family members against each other, turn neighbors against each other. And now we have this invasion coming across the border and people don't know which way to look. They've got everybody so confused. They're just virtually, oh, whatever, but not in my backyard. We got all the NIMBYs out there. I say we pack a bunch of them up and send them back up to what Martha's Vineyard. Yeah, let's send several thousand of them up to Martha's Vineyard and see how long that lasts before they round them up and take them to a concentration camp in Massachusetts. We appreciate your call this morning.
The problem with that, with taking them to Martha's Vineyard, they're still here.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're right. I know. It's just, you know, it's one of these tit for tat things that Ron DeSantis was trying to get the message across. It's like, look, you said you're a sanctuary city. This is a real problem, you know, sanctuary cities, because, see, we have a housing crisis here. Where are all these people going to live? And not only that, Adam Data is reporting that the April 2023 U.S. foreclosure market report shows there were a total of 32,977 U.S. properties with foreclosure filings, down 10% from a month ago, but up 8% from a year ago. And so even though we have a slight decline last month in foreclosure activity, Bud Light sales are really tanking 21.4% amid this Dylan Mulvaney fiasco. And not only that, but Yingling has now come out with a red, white, and blue can. Have you seen that? They're going to have a fun time writing about this in Beer Business Daily. Anyway, we appreciate that. We are just about out of time here, ready to go to the break. Oh, by the way, Elon Musk says he's found a new CEO for Twitter, a she. Yeah, we'll see about that. Twitter has rolled out encrypted messaging. Don't trust it. There's an article on there on our email blast that'll explain why. I think everybody needs to be aware of that. Well, we're going to have some interesting, maybe some solutions here with John Odermatt in the next hour as we move on to the top of the hour break here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for your phone calls and staying with us here. We will be back after these words. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.